Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
But Memorial Day savings are already at the Home Depot. In-store, online, store-wide. Like 5 bags of Garden Fresh mulch for just $10. Save on everything from flower beds to a fresh coat of paint. From power tools to ceiling fans. Ready, set, summer. Memorial Day savings, here now. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Limit 75 bags per customer. Color selection varies by store. While supplies last, Continental U.S. only.
It's so on. The SiriusXM Listen Free event is happening now. Just press the sat button in your car to hear over 100 channels, including ad-free music of every kind, plus sports play-by-play and talk and news for everyone. Enjoy even more free when you download the SXM app. Hear expertly curated podcasts, ad-free extra channels of music for any mood, SiriusXM video, and the ability to create your own Pandora music stations. Don't miss out. Listen free now.
Who are you?
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5, presented by Zata Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. Now, this is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
So back. 2 in the books, 1 to go. Final hour of the show. 60 minutes on the clock. Boy, I'm telling you what, my allergies are bad. I still have this ridiculous that you think it's when I get excited on radio, but I still have this ridiculous, like, tickle in the back of my throat that pops up like Lance when his reflux is acting up, and I'm trying to deal with that. But we're going to make it through. We're having some fun. We've covered a lot of fun topics. I want to apologize to the texter that told us that their father's new wife has the same name as them, and then we started assuming that it was a guy and started thinking of the, what is it, Pat from, Pat from Saturday Night Live. We were thinking about the names that would go either way. And then she texted back and said, I'm a girl, guys.
I'm familiar with her on Twitter. I didn't know it was the same.
Is it
person.
April?
It's Ape Rob 3.
Yeah.
Is that April?
Because she's the one that gave us the shut the buck up shirts.
Yeah. So she's a regular. She goes, it's gross. It is what it is. Well, that happens quite a bit.
It kind of does.
I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
My dad back in the day had some youngins. Not legal youngins, but not women that were significantly younger than him, like in their 30s.
So my parents are past now, so I guess I can
my
say
dad
this.
Is past, my, too. I don't
my,
care. I
mean, yeah, my dad did, too.
I mean, let's be
and they
real.
They never got divorced.
Neither did my parents.
It was awkward when I showed up for my dad's softball games as the bat boy and had to find out that the strange woman in the bleachers that was rooting for my dad was not just a friend, Biz Markie.
I noticed mine from like a distance. She was right. I forgot what kind of SUV. I'm like, that's my dad's side piece over there. What is going on?
Yeah, I was a little younger and didn't pick up on it as quickly as I
did. Have. I picked up on it pretty damn quickly. I can tell you're a side piece woman.
Yeah.
It was pretty damn obvious to me.
Well.
That happens, people.
At least I'm not alone. And then, of course, people going nuts with all the names that could go either way. Brooke, Leslie. Isn't America great when a man named Leslie can own the Rockets and win a championship?
I got to get that freaking speech so we can do it back to... I want to hear him say, isn't America great? I hear it only from your voice. I've never seen the video on YouTube.
You know how Charlie always makes sure that you realize that Rudy's speech is...
Never, what is it?
Don't ever, yes. Not never,
yeah.
Underestimate the heart of a champion. It's the same way that because the guys made me do it on when we were traveling all the time, and then when Les would come on the trips, they'd want me to do it. So that's why I always I memorize the whole speech, and it always starts with same line.
it's funny what aggravates Charlie Polillo. It irks him so bad, But he always wants to contain his emotions, and he doesn't want to get like, so the most emotion you'll get out of Charlie Polillo is him moving, like rolling the chair from side to side like this. I know people listening can't see it, but he does this number.
He starts
raising his hand.
It's like Tourette's it's like where you just start moving, involuntary movements. Yeah. He starts rocking and swaying and getting into all that. Yeah. When he's fired up for sure. You know, I lost my train of thought. Everybody, Alex is another good name, by the way. That could go.
Agreed. There's a lot of, and I feel like there's a lot of hot women that, with the name Alex too.
True.
There's a lot of hot Alexes out there.
I got an AR Platinum says I got an Uncle Kelly, an uncle, which means it is a guy.
Correct.
Kelly, and a guy friend named Lindsay. That's true, because Lindsay Nelson was an old school football announcer.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure there's an NBAer.
Lindsay Lohan. Oh, there was Lindsey Hunter.
That's who I'm thinking of.
That played for the Pistons and a couple other teams. Yeah. Kelly Leak is who I always think of from the Bad News Bears.
Yeah. Wasn't there like a Stacey King in the NBA?
Stacey King from the Bulls. Yeah. Oh, boy, Nick.
That's a blast from the past. What do you know about Stacey King?
You want me to tell me what I know about him?
Yeah.
He ain't at his playing weight anymore.
Oh, he gained some weight? I thought you were going to tell me something. A lot of these guys.
Google Stacey King Bulls, like player. And then Google Stacey King Bulls announcer. I think you're going to notice there's a subtle difference.
Well, you know how it is. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. It's not just
now
a
you
little
do too, sir. Now you know how
I was,
it is.
I was going to be like, you're not. Look, it's not surprising that he put a few LBs on. He's a retired basketball player. And then I go to Google Images.
A few, you say?
Dude, that's a solid. I would argue a solid 100 pounds.
Undo.
At least. I mean, just looking by the picture, he added a solid 100 pounds. 54 years old, so not that old to be.
No, and he does Bulls games. He actually gets very excited and has some entertaining calls.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if he's been on the Bulls broadcast long enough, I guess we should put some respect on his name, huh? Yeah.
I'm sure Charlie will play one of those calls one day soon.
When does he never not play a call?
That's what I mean. So I'm sure at some point, Stacey will get some run. Stacey King was known like at Oklahoma. He had the Flavor Saver on the back of his head. He had like the little tuft, triangular tuft, right like at the start of his neck on the back of his head when he played for Oklahoma in his early years with the Bulls.
Uh-huh.
Now he's known not for the little thing on the back. He's known for the
okay.
Yeah.
What about Big Country Reeves? Did he get like even bigger after basketball?
He actually was okay. So I don't know if you saw this or not, but I don't know how frequently they play it. But they did a 30 for 30. There was a girl that grew up in Canada that became a big Vancouver Grizzlies fan. And then she got into broadcast production. So she went in search of Big Country. And she couldn't find him anywhere. And she went back to Oklahoma and Oklahoma State where he went to school. And there was this, like, everybody was trying to help her out. And it led her to this, like, somewhat small farm town. And I want to say still in Oklahoma. And good job, Big Country. You talk about guys that got the money before everybody figured out that they sucked. He hung around long enough that he got a big deal, and he did well with his money. Because when she finally found him, the ranch that he owns had these big, massive gates with, like, I want to say it was either his number and a basketball on the gates.
That's cool.
But they open up. He had his own full-court gym with a locker room on the premises.
So he's a guy that stays
at the farm. So he did well. So not that he stays like, because even when he played, he's a bigger dude.
Bro, yeah.
But he definitely didn't like put any
blow up.
A massive amount of
weight.
Well,
to Stacey King's defense.
Is there some?
Yeah, because you're a broadcaster. You're probably traveling with the team. You're doing 80.
So far, I've done the same things as him. So
but you play basketball and you're more proactive. This guy clearly isn't.
But there shouldn't be an excuse because unlike a full-time job that you might have, you only have to do the games, even if you got to go to shoot around.
I just feel like traveling.
You have hours at a time where you can go find the gym in the hotel.
Yeah.
And you can go for a walk or a run, and then you can come back and shower, still have time for a nap. I'm not buying it.
Well, I mean, you've traveled way more than I have, so I just feel like traveling wears you out, especially if it's a part of your normal gig. But you've obviously been there, so, you know, I've never been in a situation where I'm traveling every single month. You know what I mean?
We need you know, like how Ernie does his post-it nuts? You know, the
post-it
notes.
You said nuts, by the way.
Well, he might do post-it nuts, too. I don't know what his private life's about. just, oh, but you, the things you say aren't?
Will not be clipped, correct.
So that's what we need to do. We need to do an internet billboard or bulletin board where we can put these things up, because I need to add a name, because we were talking about the names that could go either male or female. Someone said Stacey Augmon. Stacey Augmon, Nick, needs to be on my list of guys you should have you should never mess with, even if he doesn't look like he could kick your ass.
I remember the name. I didn't know he was like a Zach Randolph type of dude. Had no idea.
Stacey Augmon, when he played in the NBA, was an active gang member.
Well, that used to be a lot more common in the 80s and 90s.
Believe me, it's still common now. People just don't pick up on it. The Rockets have had plenty of guys that still hold their affiliations.
Really?
Yes. And so,
but how are you a gang member when you're on an NBA team? You're not out gang banging and
shooting
people.
You just have to stay loyal to the rules. So,
but does that make you a gangster? Is my question.
Well, there's a difference between a gangster and still being a gang member. Because what I found out, I won't say how, but what I found out is, you can be a retired member, but you are still a member. Once you get in, you never get out.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Well,
so there were guys, because of the Rockets' colors, that, and I'll tell you this, when Stacey Augmon got, I think the Rockets traded for him, and we had training camp in Austin, and it was the first time that they were getting ready, and it was when we had the pajamas, the pinstripes.
The ugliest jersey in the Rockets' history.
And Keith Jones tells me we got a problem. So I walked in the gym, and we had our film crew, and we were going to do things at training camp. And I go, what's the problem? He goes, Stacey just told me that we got to get different colored tape for tape every day, because I think it was either red or blue. But
are you talking about like the Crips blood, Crips being blue, red?
And he's like,
Bloods being
I
red?
I can't because I can't. And so Keith was like, so I guess we're gonna have to call the office, and the equipment staff's gonna have to place an order. I'm gonna need a different colored tape because he ain't wearing it.
I had no idea that still exists. So I feel there like it's guys, easier to get, you know.
I will tell you this, and I'll say who in the break to you, but I will tell you this. In the last 4 or 5 years, there have been at least 2 Rockets that, before the doors open up when you warm up, will not wear Rockets gear because it was the wrong color.
Mm.
So it's still prevalent.
I just feel like that's a pretty tough demand. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the Rockets' colors are kind of red, buddy. Like, that's just kind of how it works. Sign with another team.
Well, I think that there's the exception of, if that's your job, when the doors open up, the lights go on, you got to play the game, you got to wear the uniform that the team has. But when you have the choice to make, you can't go along with just wearing the...
Well, who would be that guy? If you had to choose one on the roster right now, who would be that guy?
What am I choosing?
In terms of...
Who would being be a...
If it possibly just... Possibly a gang member.
I don't want anybody coming after me.
Okay, never mind.
I have
an idea.
I do too.
He has tattoos on his body.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't break it down, because obviously half the team has tattoos.
Wait, because I don't even know where... I'm not sure which... Oh, I have two.
I think...
Well,
one
of them has been publicized making gang signals on video.
But you scared me. You're like, I don't want these guys to come after
me.
I'm not going to say it.
I love you like, you know, my brother, so I'm not going to let you get hurt.
That's fine.
The same reason why I didn't answer the question. I think we can all draw our own conclusions on that. All right. We're going to continue to roll with the final hour of the program. Before we go to the break, I want to tell you about New Brakes, because, look, it's the most convenient way to get your brakes fixed. And honestly, they're all certified technicians. And the greatest thing about it is they're competitive pricing-wise. They're technicians that are experts. They only do brakes, so they're not going to try and upsell you. And they come to you. They'll go to your office. Aggie Matt just had them come to his. They'll go to your house and do it in your driveway or your garage while you're cutting the lawn or watching a game, drinking a beer, or working out, or doing whatever you do. Simply put, it's multitasking with no upcharge. So it's like, instead of going to the grocery store and shopping for an hour, you either do curbside pickup or have it delivered. Because they take care of you every step of the way. And why would you not want to avoid those seedy waiting rooms with the bad televisions, the uncomfortable furniture, vending machine food, and cold coffee, when you can sit in the comfort of your own office or home and do what you've been needing to do otherwise while people fix your brakes? NUBrakes.com. You mentioned ESPN, you save 10%. Why would you do it anywhere else? If the prices are competitive and the experts are there, it's NUBrakes.com, NUBrakes.com.
If you can't get enough of your favorite ESPN 97.5 show, we've got just the thing for you. And it's not f***ing safe for work.
Won't somebody please think of the children?
For all the uncensored interaction, head over to twitch.tv/ESPN97.5.
Say what?
You went online to switch your car insurance to Progressive so you could save money. But then you saw a friend request from an old summer camp buddy. And now here you are, clicking through photos of his kickball team from 2011. Looks like they won the championship that year. Then he moved to Tulsa. Oh, a new tattoo. Yes, they said it was easy to save hundreds on car insurance with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average savings by new customer surveyed who saved in 2019.
I need a great tech gift that'll help my grad take on whatever comes next.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
My grad wants a laptop that's also a tablet. Is that even a thing?
Staples Connect makes it possible. With big savings on innovative tech gifts for your graduate, now get up to $140 off select PCs, like the Lenovo Flex 2-in-1 laptop with i5 processor. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 5/29. In-store only. Limit 2.
If you've ever considered real estate investing, now is the time to learn. The real estate market has and will continue to have tremendous opportunities for the educated investor. This is your opportunity to attend a free live in-person real estate workshop in your area. We have been teaching people just like you for more than 25 years. Discover multiple ways to build wealth with real estate investing in any economy. Learn about the investor mindset, investing strategies, creative ways to fund a deal, and much more. The economy is changing, and so is your financial future. Whether you're new to real estate investing or already own property, you won't want to miss this free in-person Building Wealth Real Estate 101 workshop. Register now for the Houston area Building Wealth with Legacy Real Estate 101 workshop, May 26th through the 29th in the Houston area. Don't wait. Go to legacyeducation.com. Again, that's legacyeducation.com to register for the free real estate workshop coming to the Houston area. Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through the final hour of the program, having fun games and shenanigans on and off the air as we normally do on the Press Box. Appreciate you guys being boxers. Numbers have been phenomenal on the Twitch, as they always are with great people. Texts have actually been very good today as well. Twitter, not so much, but we're okay. As we continue to roll through the show, again, Astros-Dodgers wrap up the two-gamer tonight at Minute Maid. Early start, 6:40 ESPN. It is Trevor Bauer on the hill for the Doyers. And I want to say, is it Garcia on the hill for the Astros? I looked it up earlier. And it is indeed. Why is it not coming up? I'm almost positive it's Luis Garcia. It is. It's Trevor Bauer and Luis Garcia tonight. So waiting on an Astros lineup.
I haven't seen that anywhere unless it's on Twitter.
I better damn well see Michael Brandt. And I could do without my boy in center. I still like Chaz.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
A lot of people want to see more of Chaz. I don't know what the thought process is with Dusty. Maybe that should be a question. I don't know what the thought process is going to be in this particular game. We do know Framber Valdez, Odorizzi, and Greinke will be in the rotation this weekend. A lot of us are questioning whether or not that's too soon or is it the right time. Regardless, pitching.
Pop says no Brantley, Diaz in left.
Oh, man.
I don't like that.
What's the deal with Brantley?
They said that after the road trip, his knees were sore, so they were giving him the night off last night. I wasn't buying that, but now I guess I have to. Again, it's going to be a less than 100% lineup for the Astros against the Dodgers and the hated Trevor Bauer. I don't like it.
I'm just trying to think of a play. Did he like slide to second and hurt it? Because it's leg soreness is what they're describing it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was if it was if it happened in game or it just popped off or it was a non-contact injury. I don't know the update on that, to be honest with you.
Man, I just that bothers me, but it is what it is. I mean, let's hope that they find some way to make it happen. I don't care how they make it happen; just make it happen.
If Tucker is in the Tucker's in the two hole and gets two hits
again,
are you still mad? And they
are
win.
Are you betting on him tomorrow?
No, I'm not, dude. Okay. I'm not. I don't got money to bet. You took all my damn money from all the bets you've won against me.
Well, it's I don't
two,
lose
really.
Against
it's
you.
Two.
Well, there's one pending, and that could be a biggie because you're never shooting 85% from the line.
I guarantee you, I can do that.
Now you're guaranteeing it.
Yeah.
So you want to up it?
Yeah. When I get my lazy ass off the couch, mm-hmm. and I shoot a few free throws, I will shoot 85% from the free throw line, and no one can tell me otherwise, including Charlie Polillo.
Well.
You know, there was like a bet between, it was one of his, AJ's pregame dudes, because he wanted to do that too. And I think he wanted, I think he said like 90%, like or even higher.
That he would shoot that?
And AJ was like, I will take
that
bet.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
No. The only thing he didn't do is like, he wanted to take the bet like in like a month or 2 months in advance, I guess, after the fact. And I guess AJ wanted to do, if I remember correctly, he wanted it to make the bet like right away.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a similar bet.
Yeah, it, one thing, I'll beat you. Two, the fact that you think you're going to shoot that high, I don't know how many chances we'll give you with 10 free throws. Just 10. And you
well,
10 make,
is not fair.
Why isn't it fair?
I need like 20
you
or 30.
You want to shoot 100?
No.
You realize
I'll be tired.
Because now you got to make more. If you shoot 100, Nick, you got to make 90 or 85.
I know.
If you shoot 10, you only got to make 8 or 9.
I was a solid 85% free throw shooter in Little League. What makes you think I can't do that at 38 years of age?
See, that quote alone, again, if I'm the producer, I am absolutely saving that.
Not really.
Why? You said you were a solid 85% free throw shooter in Little League.
Yeah.
Little League is baseball.
No, Little League. We called it Little League basketball on my side of town.
You did?
Yeah, we absolutely did. They called it a league, a basketball league. Absolutely.
Now, on the East Coast, Calvin Murphy always calls it...
Even the one in First Colony.
He calls it biddy basketball for the little kids. I've never heard of biddy basketball until I heard it out of Murph's mouth. I guess it's an East Coast term. But I never heard basketball called Little League.
Well, I've, as you know, lived in Sugar Land quite some time.
Yep.
I used to play for the First Colony Basketball League Association. It was like
FCB. Were you guys the Beavers?
Nope. They used team names. We were the Magic, the Bulls. Oh. You know what I mean? The Sonics. That's what we were.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Beavers, we couldn't use that name. I don't think that would fly.
The Oregon State Beavers influenced the fact that when I was in Portland working for the Trailblazers, the minor league affiliate, coincidentally, of the Los Angeles Dodgers, the AAA affiliate in Portland, was indeed the Portland Beavers, and the logo was outstanding. Robert Ory took my Portland Beavers hat.
Did he give it back?
No.
Robert Ory, are you listening to this show, sir?
He's doing ESPN today.
No, he's listening to the show.
Well, then he needs to get
and
it
Joel
back.
Needs his hat back.
Yeah,
immediately.
Give it back.
Okay.
Someone
we get you have 7 or 6 rings or whatever the hell that is. Give him his hat back.
Someone said Nick can't even make it off the couch. How's he supposed to make 85%? Let him figure that out.
First of all, I'm not fat, homie.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Like the texter that's probably texting. He's probably bigger than.
See, that's my point exactly.
Patrick
Nick, I love
Creighton
where
and Josh Ennis combined.
Ooh, you went Pete Crate.
He's probably bigger than Creighton and Josh Ennis combined, and he wants to run his mouth. That's all right.
You didn't go big as a house. You went to like a hotel.
Yeah, I said it. I said it.
Someone else texted, you guys always say Charlie is short. How tall are you?
Charlie is short. I'm like 5'10", 5'11".
6'1".
And Charlie is absolutely short. That is not a false description.
They wanted the answer so badly that they sent it twice. Now it's been answered
once. Well, now you know.
Now
Charlie
we can
is
move
short.
On.
Yeah.
So it's the more you know. Now, someone in the 832 says, I just Googled your pic, Joel. You look like every Yankee fan ever. Well, 832, I coincidentally just Googled your pic, and you look like an ass clown.
Oh, that's
it's crazy
hilarious.
How that works.
That is hilarious.
Jeez.
You look like a Yankees fan? Where did he
what
come up
that
with that?
Mean?
But how did he get to that is my question.
I don't know, and I don't know that I care for it,
what
obviously.
Does a Yankees fan look like? I mean, isn't Patrick technically from New York? Wouldn't he look more
technically,
like...
Technically, listen to him. He and Charlie are both. Charlie covers it up more, but how can you not say Patrick's from New York? The accent is still there. You listen to late hits sometimes. He's filled in on the Charlie Polillo show. You know what he sounds like. He owns the accent.
Well, he has it more than Polillo.
Yes.
Palillo doesn't really have it, but I think that's because where he's from. Is he from Long Island? I think he's from Long Island.
I believe Charlie's from Long Island. Yes, yeah, because every time I see him, I go, "Charlie's from Long Island."
But they have a pretty thick accent in Long Island. How does he?
Oh God, yes, that's what I'm saying. Long Island.
I'm pretty sure he's from Long Island.
I think you're right. I don't know. Patrick's a Mets fan. He might be. I don't know what borough he's from, but they're definitely both over the top New York. Someone said Charlie's 5'4". No, he's not, poor Marine. I would say Charlie's 5'7".
Yeah, I was going to say between 5'4 and 5'6", but 5'7", I can understand that.
I don't know if he's that short.
I don't think he's that tall, though, 5'7". I think you're giving him too much credit.
Now, when he stood next to Lisa in here, who was taller? Because Lisa's not 5'9".
Charlie stood next to Lisa in here?
Yeah, remember, and he grabbed the hand sanitizer, and I'm like, you're really that over the top on this, huh?
Oh, yeah. He's always got hand sanitizer. He's always using the hand sanitizer.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a mask up, hand sanitizing, don't touch me, give me 50 feet kind of guy. He doesn't like people.
Very good call.
He hates people, like Dell. So give him 50 feet.
It's a very good call. Yep. So 281 says, 832's right, Joel. You do look like every Yankees fan. And 281.
Really?
You look like UP sitting down. How about that? We can play this game all day. It's just I get to retaliate. So that's absolutely fine. And we can just continue.
We can just move on from that.
Right, Trev, I understand that. Joel, what free throw percentage are you claiming? You said you could beat Nick. I'm going to beat Nick no matter what Nick shoots. I'm not boasting like Nick is that he's going to shoot 85 or 90%, though I'm quite confident.
So what do you think I can shoot? Do you think it's 70%? Like, what do you think?
No, 60.
See, that's not even fair.
6 out of 10, I'll give you.
That's messed up, dude.
I'm sorry.
No faith. No faith in your boy.
Okay.
Well, that's fine. It's fine. I'll remember that.
Well, I remember plenty that you didn't have faith in me on, so it's fine.
Like what?
Don't get me
started. When have I never...
McCullers to the 10-day list. That's not good.
Nope.
So there's one of your answers for who's going to be Odorizzi's filling in for or Fromber. Someone said violence isn't the answer, Joel. Not always, but sometimes. Joel looks like he needs Barry on the show to roast him. No, I'm doing just fine, thanks, but I love Barry, so you can just take that for what it's worth.
He could just do that from his show. And then,
yeah, he's got his own.
Anytime Barry Laminack roasts Joel, send it to me and I'll play it on
the
air.
No, we don't need that. We don't need that at all. And he's very good at that. Remember when he had people send pictures in? I didn't ask for all this. I gotta get a break.
Now you're getting roasted right now.
I'm getting pissed off. So now we're gonna go to break. We're gonna come back with the final 30 minutes of the show. Right here, PressBox ESPN.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
It's post time at Sam Houston Race Park with live quarter horse racing. The action begins at 6:45 p.m. every Friday and Saturday night. Our Thursday afternoon racing program starts at 4 p.m. with happy hour from 5 to 7. For more information, go to shrp.com. That's shrp.com. Sam Houston Race Park.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-685-5688. 800-685-5688. 800-685-5688.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Catch, clip, release.
You'll hear that all summer with the CCA Star Catch and Release Fishing Tournament. New categories this year and more tagged reds than ever before. Spend the summer wetting a line and you can reel in a new boat and truck when you catch and release a tagged redfish. Kids can catch a $30,000 scholarship. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Mountie Boats, and Texas Fish and Game Magazine. Sign up at startournament.org, local bait camps and marinas.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out. Call 800-296-9744. 800-296-9744. 800-296-9744. 800-296-9744.
Want to hear how easy it is to get rid of those black streaks on your roof with Spray and Forget? Check this out. This is you spraying your roof. And this is you forgetting about it. That's it. No scrubbing, no rinsing. It does the work for you. Those stains caused by algae, mold, and mildew would disappear over time. Works on asphalt, wood, slate, and clay roofs. So you can just forget about it. Spray and Forget. Available at the Home Depot, Lowe's, Ace Hardware, and Menards.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Oh, dashboard light problems? We can help. Our free Fix Finder service can read your check engine light, ABS light, and service indicator light, and give you possible solutions, verified by licensed technicians. You'll even get detailed results sent straight to your email, so you have them when you need it most. It's the most complete free warning light report, backed by the most robust database of technician solutions. The free Fix Finder service, only at AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas.
This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final half hour of the program, another spirited and very fun and enjoyable show, covering a lot of topics. Text messenger says, I can shoot 80% from the charity stripe in my sleep. Well, then go take a nap, bitch. How about that?
I don't know why every time I say that, it just aggravates people. They're like, you can't do that. Like, it just aggravates people so much.
It's either aggravation or then the egos come out and then everybody can do it.
I even had one guy offer me like a professional court to practice on Twitter just to prove that I could shoot 85% or not. And he offered me like this like full-blown gym to practice in. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to do
now,
all
remember,
that.
Though. Remember when Raheel said that he was going to – we did it on my bookie.
Yeah, and he screwed that up.
I might have been partly to blame for that.
He's the one that
– Right, but here's where I come in to screwing it up. I offered him up, like you were saying, I offered him up the ability to use the Met where I play hoops, and he could film it, and I worked it out with the Met. But the Met has – NBA length court with NBA rims, a little tighter. Got to be a little better shot.
And he wasn't quite used to that.
Right. So if he would have gone to his local where he has been practicing, or maybe he had a gym with some looser rims,
he might have gotten his number. He totally should have done that.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, especially if it's a softer rim, you know what I mean? Or if it's more friendly in terms of the bounce, you know what I mean?
You got to rethink that. Yep.
So I wouldn't know if that's a big deal at all.
Now, 713 is a class individual. 713 says, you look like a guy Rudy T would mention in his Hall of Fame induction speech. Now, that's text.
But everything about Rudy T is pretty much class. I don't really see anything about him that says,
just like
you know
me.
What? Yeah.
Just like me. Everything is currently driving through downtown, I see nothing but Dodger fans walking the streets. In fact, There's even a couple waiting outside the gate to already get into the ballpark. They're here, people. They're here. I heard John and Lance talking this morning, and I heard a real estate guy call in that there is a large level of concern that from Austin to Houston, there are too many people from California migrating to Texas because their housing is cheaper.
Of course.
There's no state income tax, and that they can get more bang for their buck. Stay where you are. I got my California girl. Just you, and if you want one too, go to California to get her.
I told,
and bring her back.
I told you what the Uber driver in Austin told me. Like, she was feisty about it. She's like, "Are you from California?" I'm like, "No, I'm from Houston." Well, good, because if you're from California, we don't want you here in Austin. So she was pretty aggressive about it.
Someone says, "I have faith in Nick." The same person that I roasted for being a free throw shooter says, "I have faith in Nick being able to shoot 85%."
Thank you. Who's that
now,
person?
Now you're also a dumbass.
Why?
Because they have that kind of false sense of reality.
I'm a dumbass because of what, though? What's the
reasoning? They're a dumbass for believing you're going to shoot 85% from the free throw line.
I don't care if they... I don't care.
It's not a Nerf hoop.
You don't know me, son.
Paredes... See, now, I'm not going to get into the religious overtones on this. Paredes, 6 walks, 1 out. Then he praises God for his performance. He's got to go. That was a text, not me.
Okay. Well,
is Forrest Whitley still alive? I believe so.
Somewhere.
I believe there's a pulse and a Tommy John surgery somewhere. I did like this earlier that we didn't get to when we were talking about designing our own city-centric hat. And what'd you call them again?
The local market hats?
Local market hats.
Our
Someone
cats?
Said you could also put the be someone under the bill of the cap. Like, you know, the Astros have some of those where...
That's not a terrible idea.
Not a bad idea. I'm not against that. I'm not... overly for it because I like it on the back of the hat, but I could see that. Someone said if you were going to do a real Houston thing, you should put construction signs on it. Not a bad idea either.
Why? Because there's always
no. construction.
You know what? It's worse in Dallas.
This 610 thing, it's going to take 10 years.
I know.
Every other weekend, they close down 610 and 59 or 610 and I-10. It's ridiculously stupid.
But aren't we regarded as one of the better highway systems, or is that just Houstonians?
Are you kidding?
Or is that Houstonians just bragging about our highway system when they really don't know nothing about highway systems?
So you know there's a lot of traffic in LA, right? And it's notoriously slow and a tough drive.
Yeah.
Right? Do you know that the most congested section of highway in the country is 59 and 610?
In the country?
In the country. 59 and 610.
I didn't think it was that bad.
There was a survey like a year or two ago. 59 and 610 is the worst. You got the 405, you got I-5, you got all these different major freeways that get hyper-congested, and 610 at 59, it was like the worst.
All right, well, the list that I'm looking at, and this came out in 2020, but it may be, and this is outside our discussion, we're talking about highways, but best and worst cities to drive in, mm-hmm. Number one, Lincoln.
Lincoln, Nebraska?
Yeah.
As best city?
No, worst.
Worst? Besides the university?
No, excuse me, best.
Yeah, I was going to say, because there's nothing there but the university.
So let's go to the worst. Houston is ranked number 48.
You can't get in traffic with a tractor.
So Houston is ranked number 48.
Out of 50.
No, out of a lot more than that.
Wait,
out of 100.
Out of 100, it's the 48th worst city for traffic.
Oakland is the worst. Philadelphia is the second worst. Francisco is the third worst. Detroit, the fourth. Then New York. Then Los Angeles. Then Chicago.
Okay, you're just going cities. Go. What am I looking for?
Well, we're doing states?
No, it's instead of intersection, there's a name for it. But where the two highways meet, it's the worst.
I believe that. I mean, I don't.
Interchange. It's the worst highway interchange in America.
Is that why they're changing it now?
Well, that's why I think they're trying to do.
Well, it's, you know what? There might be some truth to it because that's exactly the interchange that we avoid. I know you avoid it too.
Absolutely.
Every single day I avoid 610 and I take another exit just so I can avoid that change. So yeah, it's probably true. I just thought we had better highways.
Someone just texted driving right now. Hate everyone on the road. See, that's the common theme. And then the which makes it worse now, everybody has road rage.
Yeah, I get the other thing is I kind of cause the road rage. Like, I'm partly the reason, like, especially when I make that little cut when I'm trying to get into 59 and I'm clearly cutting everybody and they get really, really mad. I did tell you I did it to a cop and he wasn't, like, he turned the lights on. He wasn't really happy with me. But he didn't give me a ticket. He let me go.
Now,
but none of us are going to wait in that line. I'm going to go last. I'm going to wait till the last second, and then I'm just going to force my way into the entrance. That's how I roll. I'm not going to wait in that line.
There's so much to get into here. Someone just texted the show and said, is it sad that this Astros bullpen is actually kind of making me miss Josh James? 281, you are now banned from the text line. For that comment alone, you are now banned from the text line because of my disdain for Josh James.
God, that's a little harsh, man.
That's exactly what that comment is. We have the worst traffic in America. That's a fact. Houston and L.A., two worst cities for traffic in America, in my mind.
Dude, but I bring this up every time we talk about this. I've never seen Sunday traffic like L.A. Yes, there's places in Houston where Sunday traffic is terrible. Like if you go to the Galleria, for example, Sunday during the day. But I've never been in a situation, and Houstonians, correct me if I'm wrong, where it takes 2 hours to get from, what is that fancy River Oaks spot in L.A.? Rodeo Drive?
Yeah.
Back to where I was going in L.A. 2.5 hours, Sunday, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Nah. I don't remember going through that.
New York is always like that too. New York is horrible, but it's because like when we used to stay in New York for broadcast meetings, and I'd get all of us either Yankees or Mets tickets, and I'm so used to saying if we leave the house a half hour before game time, we'll make it. And they're telling me, the concierge at the hotel's telling me, if you don't leave by 3 o'clock for a 7 o'clock game, if you're taking the subway or whatever, you ain't making it.
Yeah,
and you're definitely not making it if you take a cab.
Yeah.
Well, then why go?
Yeah, Why are you going? I don't get it. And by the way, I was kind of bothered by that Uber trip to Rodeo Drive. Not to make it about myself.
You can always make it about yourself.
Rodeo Drive is just another River Oaks, people. You're really wasting your time. It's just a bunch of rich people and the nice buildings it's overpriced clothing shops. I was like, this is what Rodeo Drive is? Like, where's O.J. Simpson's house? That might be more interesting. Honestly. Like, I was like, it just looked like River Oaks.
So, can I take it a step further? Is it not River Oaks on steroids? Because you have the higher end shops. Oh, what's that new shopping zone on Kirby and San Felipe? Or no, Kirby and Westheimer?
Kirby and West? There's a new shop?
Yeah, it's the real high. There's high end restaurants and shopping.
Oh,
it's
I know that. Is that Upper Kirby?
Yeah.
That's Upper Kirby.
In Upper Kirby, and there's a name for that complex. But don't they have like the Louis Vuittons and the Gucci's and all those stores?
No.
Yeah.
I wasn't impressed is all I'm saying. Maybe it is nicer than River Oaks. I'm not trying to compare the two that much, but I'm just saying it wasn't anything that I was significantly impressed
by. People watching's all world on Rodeo Drive.
And by the way, there's a bunch of Kim Kardashians in the making. No, it's unreal. Yeah.
That's where it absolutely completely trumps.
I feel like these girls are getting
River
surgery like at 15. Yeah. I'm like, how did you legally get that surgery? Like, how does that work? You look like you're 16.
Am I fair for saying River Oaks is the over 45 people watching Rodeo Drive?
Probably. I don't think you're wrong.
Because Rodeo Drive, you're right. You get the younger versions of it. You get the more experienced versions of it in that River Oaks area.
Yeah, Brentwood. That's where I should have went. When I was at Rodeo Drive, I should have went to Brentwood.
Don't wear gloves.
I really was considering it. But then when I saw the traffic accumulate on my Lyft app, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to go see OJ's house. But I wish I just went straight there and went back to the hotel.
Did you look it up? The busiest highway interchange?
I'll look it up now. In the break.
What Nick does driving is like an unwritten baseball rule. It's not illegal. It's just frowned upon. Ding!
Correct.
Absolutely 100% facts. Correct. You got that one right. We missed Peacock and McHugh. I thought that was a bad show on NBC, but it's also the former Astros bullpen. I get what you're saying. Can we go ahead and say the bullpen has lost us at least 70% of our games that we've lost? Close. Bring back Octavio Dotel. Nope. Wow, Nick, there's one that I can't even read.
Read it. Who cares?
F you, Nick.
Is that that's all it says?
That's all it says, but an F is misspelled. There's an accent.
I love you too, buddy. Are you from L.A.? What's the problem, man? Are you upset because I said Rodeo Drive sucks?
Yeah, I don't understand where
you
got...
Well, guess what? Rodeo Drive sucks again.
What did you say to attract that kind of
venom? I don't know. I'm telling you. I was telling people in the Twitch, my haters are increasing for no reason. For no reason.
Now, Slopez says, what Nick does isn't illegal, but frowned upon, like, on an airplane.
No, you left something out on that.
No, because I have the version of Twitch in which It stars out.
He used the word masturbating.
Dirty words. Oh, no, no.
I saw it.
Oh, I thought it was the Mile High Club. No, because I literally, you can look at my Twitch. I don't know if there's a setting that I got to change. I don't get the cuss word. I get stars. I'm being serious.
Really?
Yes, I get purple stars. I heard the Twitchers talking about this one day.
No, you can change it in your setting. Probably just accidentally went back to default.
While you look up the highway. All right, 1 second to go on the show. Don't go anywhere. It's the Press Box on ESPN.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
When you look for a bank, choose a partner with local expertise and local decision-making. Veritex Community Bank offers solutions and a true business ally. We look forward to building your future. We're Veritex Community Bank. True to your business. True to Texas. VeritexBank.com. Member FDIC.
Hey, you got better things to do than think about your electricity bill, but how do you avoid the surprise of a high bill at the end of the month? Here's what I do. I rely on the guys over at Champion Energy. With their low-price, fixed-rate plans, there's never any surprises. Plus, the team at Champion sends me weekly usage reports with my projected bill amount. Again, no surprises. They also remind me when my contract is about to expire so I can lock in on low prices. Visit champion.energy to view a variety of fixed-rate offers. That's champion.energy. Promo code 1560. Promo code 1560.
Brought to you by Boost Mobile. Feel the power of keeping more money in your pocket at Boost Mobile. Get plans that fit your budget on America's largest 5G network for less. Boost Mobile, more power to save.
Paid for by Labyrinth Labs.
Men, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your performance in the bedroom? If you're a 5, take it to a 10. If you're a 10, why not take it up to 15 with Maxiderm Power Surge? Maxiderm's new Power Surge red pill makes you bigger, firmer, more potent than you or your partner ever imagined. It's like going from a sedan to a supercharged high-performance sports car, and it works fast, just minutes. It's proven, and now you can try it free. Just call 1-800-805-8509. If you thought being a 10 was great in the bedroom, just imagine what a 20 must be like. But why imagine? Experience off-the-scale virility with Maxiderm's new Red Power Surge pill. You'll never want to go back to being just a 10. Call 1-800-805-8509 now to experience male enhancement supercharged. Call 1-800-805-8509 for your free trial and ask about our VIP club rewards. Hurry, this offer is limited. Call 1-800-805-8509.
This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
So, Rock and Rod on Twitter, I don't need you to complicate things for the listeners or for myself. We're looking up the interchanges, but he says Houston has the easiest and best freeway interchange from Texas, San Antonio, DFW, and Austin. You have to go from far right lane to far left lane. No one cares about all that. It's how many damn cars are clogging up the interchange. That's what we're caring about. How quickly can I get home? Because first of all, we've talked about how Nick drives. It's like playing tic-tac-toe. He can go diagonal in half a second.
I can.
Within fractions of bumpers.
I could.
And be just fine. So I don't care if you got to go that way to get that way. I care about how many cars are in my way.
Now, I did a quick Google search. It's not labeled as worst interchanges. They're calling it America's 25 worst highway bottlenecks.
Okay.
And Houston was at number 6 in this particular.
That's too low.
Los Angeles, New York, San Francisco, Chicago, and Dallas were all ahead.
Probably accurate, but I think, again, I know the news was making a big deal on this for a while, the most congested
individual interchange. Again, I don't dispute it. I'm just trying to.
Okay. Now, I'm going to try this, and I don't like doing this on the air. So, all right, we already told you about the Astros. Now, let me ask you this, Nick.
Yes, sir.
This was one that came to my attention that I don't think I need. Okay, I know that everybody, has surveillance cameras these days. I know that everybody, basically can somewhere, somehow, someone took a picture if something happened. and they find out about it. Here's what I don't need, Nicholas. I don't need a smart toilet. I know there's smart phones, smart cars, a lot of smart things. What I don't need is a smart toilet. The smart toilet, I mean, is this like, what were we talking about a week ago, Cologuard? Is this like...
Is that where you take a sample of your feces and send it?
And send it in and they can tell you if you have colon issues?
Oh, is that what this smart toilet does?
So the smart toilet will take a picture of your poop.
But, okay.
A smart toilet will take snapshots of your poop and send the... Yes, you're right. Smart toilets are on the market. They will take snapshots of your poop, send the images straight to a doctor for analysis. A potential lifesaver when it comes to colon cancer and other conditions. The device, which was developed at Duke University, will use an algorithm to examine the feces, including whether blood is present. We're optimistic about patients' willingness to use this technology because it's something that could be installed in your toilet's pipes as opposed to your own and doesn't require the patient to do on anything other than flush. It's a smart toilet. Shouldn't it flush on its own?
I would imagine it could. You do have an incredible fascination with human feces, though.
No, I have an incredible fascination with not doing a colonoscopy more than I have to.
Look, I get it. You're being proactive and preventative.
Right.
I don't know if I like the smart toilet taking pictures of the feces, though. I don't know if I'm a big fan of that.
Now, what's your boy, the rich guy that created that likes the hooker? He likes to sit under the glass top table and have the hooker.
Oh, that's the McAfee antivirus guy.
Yeah, the antivirus McAfee guy. Yeah.
He likes the girl sits in the hammock.
Uh-huh.
They poke a hole.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to talk about this. This is disgusting. No,
so what I'm saying is, you think he's not going to get a smart toilet or two in the house?
He might.
Those pictures? I mean, it's like unlocking a pedophile's...
That's right, because it could get hacked.
Right.
Well, not a pedophile. Well, I'm pretty sure...
Well, you know how it surprises you when they say they caught a pedophile or they caught so-and-so and they found out that on his computer he had all this porn. Well, you don't think that your boy with the antivirus is going to make sure that one of the antiviruses is, you can't catch me, but I got a smartphone and I got freaking oodles of pictures of poop.
Oh, my God.
There's something for everybody in this world. I found that out based on this show alone.
You really do like talking about feces, though.
No, I don't.
This is the third time you brought it up this week.
It's a story. Look, I was honest on the Cologuard thing.
You were. I felt like I was.
Because I got tested. You're getting to be about that time where you need to.
No, I'm still a youngin'. I'm a young spring chicken. I'm not like you or Charlie.
Let's draw the line. You may be a youngin', but you ain't no spring chicken.
That's so true, because you know what aggravated me? Now I feel like you guys.
Oh, shut up.
This intern, and I don't know her name, but she's a really nice intern.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
She called me sir like 3 times this morning. And I was like, I didn't say anything to her.
It's better than the...
There's like 4 or 5 people on the lineup between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. that you call sir, okay? John Granato, Lance Zierlein, Joel Blank, Charlie Polillo, Fred Fowler. You leave my name out of it, intern. My name is Nick, not sir.
What's worse, the intern that called you sir or the kid out front that called you dad?
No. Who did?
They weren't sure.
No. Okay. I don't have no unclaimed...
You sure about that?
...children, not in Cancun, in L.A. or Austin.
Vegas?
Not in Vegas.
You lost your phone. You could have lost more than that.
No. Well, see that MF-er almost cursed.
Yep. That was quite an experience.
He needs an uppercut to the face. I still want my bro, even if it's old and obsolete.
The kid that called you dad or the Vegas guy?
No, the
guy
who jacked my iPhone and started tweeting from my Twitter account. Talking about I like penis.
I thought that was Laminac.
Oh, no. No, it was. No, it was the he didn't say penis. I like, what did he say? I like something.
He broke the easiest code to break in America on your phone, and he got a little loose with texting and tweeting.
Yeah, he went on my Twitter account, and then when I didn't even notice it till I got back, you know who pointed it out? It was Dell. I'm like, I wouldn't tweet something like that.
Why would someone text it's better than Lance that poops in his roommate's shoe? Is that true?
I don't know.
Was that a college thing?
Uh-uh.
He pooped in his roommate's shoe?
I mean, that's not nice.
That's terrible.
It's awful.
Someone said that's called the glass bottom boat, what your boy with the virus, antivirus, creates.
Mm.
So you call a lady of the evening and ask for the glass bottom boat? Hey, Deshaun, who supplies the table? It's just a question.
I mean,
the Texans were supplying the massage table. If you want the glass bottom boat, your table or mine? It's a fair question.
It is a fair question, but if you're Deshaun Watson, how do you not hate every single media outlet that exists in the city of Houston? That's why he's never going to play in a Texans jersey anymore. Look, we kill him. Rightfully so, but we kill him.
He was getting massage therapists from Atlanta and all over the place. So you can't just put it on a Houston thing.
That's true.
Was getting them from all over. But
he's got to hate us.
The same way the Texans supplied the massage table at the Houstonian for his massages. If you're a glass bottom boat guy, and I'm only using the term because I'm told that's what it's called, I wouldn't know. But if you're a glass bottom boat guy, it's a legit question, your table or mine? Because if I'm the chick and that's what you want me to do, that's easy money, unless you want me to clean it up. Mm. Then it should be your table.
Mm.
I'm just saying.
Not about that life.
Yeah. Not about that smart toilet either.
No, I would never purchase one. That's stupid. The reality is technology is just, I know I'm going to sound like I'm getting into politics, so I'm not going to do it. But technology is going to allow everybody to hack into everything. Is what I'm basically saying. Like, I don't trust anything anymore. I don't like my information. And Slopez, I don't need you telling people my stuff. Or Klops19 on Twitch. Don't be spitting out my password.
It wasn't that hard.
It's actually a pretty clever password.
It really is.
Sometimes the most clever password is the most obvious one.
You know how clever it is? It's in every instruction manual on every phone in America. It's actually in kindergarten when they teach you how to count. But that's a story for another day. All right, we're done for this one. Hump day is over. We're going to be back tomorrow. Hopefully you will be too. You know how we do it. It's the Press Box. For Nick, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody. Blitz is coming up next to take you on home from 4 to 7 on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.